Reformed Church.
For one, I wanted to remind you that when Pastor Jose gets up here, just to pay attention and see what the Lord wants to speak to you today, because at this church, you guys know, the church in general really should stand for this, but this is something that we've adopted, that preaching is just telling people what Jesus did and just going over different aspects of what he did so that we can receive from him. And you know, if you ever find yourself without desire to listen to the Word of God, or without desire to seek the Lord, Jesus says to the Samaritan woman in John 4, he says that the only reason why she wasn't asking him to give her living water is because she didn't know him or the gift that he offered. And so the thing I would just tell you is, you know, if for the vast majority of people, you don't have to be saved to have this mentality. If you were going through even the smallest of ailments or a really big thing in your life, if you just, had something wrong with your ankle or had something wrong with your arm, or if you had something, you had whatever, the flu or something bigger, or you had leukemia, whatever it was, if someone told you there was a doctor, that his track record was just immaculate. If you went to this doctor, you could be healed of anything that that you wanted, and it was free. Even unsafe people would wait in line, I mean, for days to see this doctor. I mean, there would be nothing that would hold people back from that. I mean, when you offer someone something for free, typically, even if it's junky, people will take it. We've left stuff by the side of the road that really wasn't in the best condition, so we just put free if someone wants to take it. People will just take stuff. But if you thought that there was something for your health or well-being, there are people that would wait and it would go through so much trouble to get health. For that matter, if someone told you that people were giving away free money, can you imagine the line that would be, even here, outside this church, if we said we were giving away free money? Man, people would be like, I got bills to pay, I got kids to put through college, or whatever it would be, and they would wait, and they would put themselves through, people would drive long distances, they would go through so much trouble to get to that. And I'm telling you, the only reason why we don't value the gospel that way and more is because we don't know, and many of us have not been taught, that the gospel is the solution and the power of God to receive the salvation that Jesus provided. But that salvation that Jesus provided touches all those areas. Again, a lot of people don't like this and because it's been taught wrong, so we totally understand it has been taught wrong. But the Bible said that God gives us power to get wealth in Deuteronomy 8:18. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:22 that it's the blessing of the Lord that makes a man rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. And you know that's talking about physical riches, because the Bible says in, I think it's 2 Timothy, that it's seeking physical riches that typically comes with sorrow. So when the Bible says it's the blessing of the Lord that makes a man rich and he adds no sorrow to it, you know it's talking about not spiritual riches, but physical riches, because spiritual riches don't come with sorrow ever. So he wouldn't have to say that. But he says he'll make you rich and he won't add the sorrow to it, because you don't have to seek it. He'll add that to you. If you thought the gospel, and again, Matthew 6:33, it said that all these things would be added to you. In that chapter, he says he'll clothe you better than Solomon, and all these things would be added to you if you didn't seek the thing, but seek his kingdom and his righteousness. So I can go through many more verses on that. But if you actually thought that it was that Jesus provided power on the cross that was the answer to your finances, rather than seeking a loan or seeking a banker or seeking a friend or seeking all these different things, or if someone was giving out free money, you would seek the Lord with such a passion if you saw it was the answer to your problem. If you knew that Jesus provided healing by his stripes and that everybody can be healed of everything, every single person can be healed of every single thing, because Jesus didn't die for a select few. The Bible said that God is the Savior of the world, especially of believers. That means he died for everybody. Believers are just the ones that received it. So I'll wrap this up pretty much here, but I just want to tell you that whatever you're going through, and if you have a question about the specific thing that you're going through, come up after service and ask a leader up here, and Pastor Zay will be up here after service, and ask how the Lord affected your particular area. But there is something in Scripture, there is something in the message of the gospel that has to do with your problem. And you say, well, you don't even know my problem, but I don't have to, because Jesus said it was finished. Whatever you're going through, Jesus finished. That's a promise. And I can show you from Scripture where it is. You name a problem, and I'll show you in Scripture where the solution is. or at least where it speaks of the solution. The reason why we don't value the gospel more is because we just come into our local church and we're just, you know, getting our encouragement for the week. Listen, if that's all the gospel was, I wouldn't value it much either. If I woke up on a Sunday morning, I would see whether I felt like going to church or not and then go from there. If it's just encouragement and I feel fine, then why go to church? But if it's my life, it lengthens your days. The Bible says, as the days of heaven on earth. I mean, I could go through example after example after example, but suffice it to say for right now that what you're going through, the gospel has something to say about it. And once you see that Jesus, the Bible says that in John 16, Jesus said that he overcame the world. That means that anything in the world that you go through, Jesus overcame it. And it further says in 1 John chapter 5 that when we believe, we receive the victory that overcame the world by that faith. There's something for everybody. There is something for every single thing you go through. And if you really thought that you could walk around healed from pain, if you really thought that God would increase wealth for a purpose, to meet your needs, sure, but also to give, which is the purpose of wealth, if you thought that God could do these things in your life without you even seeking it, but just by getting the gospel, and just the same way that you got saved by the gospel, right? The message went in your ears, and when you believed it, you got saved. God made the change himself on the inside of you. So, as Colossians 2:6 says, and this is my last statement, as Colossians 2:6 says, if you would walk the same way that you got saved, by the same principles, when you hear the gospel, even as Pastor Zay is teaching today, if you would hear the gospel, the same way that all you did was hear the gospel and believe it, and God made the change inside of you as a believer, if you would let the gospel go in your ears and believe the gospel, it would make change on the outside without even you trying. You couldn't actually help the fruit. If you put a seed in the ground and take care of it, you can't help the fruit. It's going to come, especially when the word of God is an incorruptible seed. You don't get to choose what fruit you get in your life. You get to choose what you listen to. And if you're not seeing fruit in your life, it's because you're listening to the wrong thing or you haven't given enough heed to it for long enough. That's the case for everybody. What the results you're getting in your life right now, all of them are due to our mindfulness. That goes for me too. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's Romans 8:6. That means that all of our results are based on our mindfulness. Your life right now, and you may not have wished for what you're going through right now, and I'm not saying you did, but your life right now is going according to how you think. That's why when you get the gospel, you'll start seeing life and peace produced in your life, and I'm telling you, God can touch whatever area it is. So just pay attention today when the gospel is going forth, and don't treat it like it's just an encouragement, which, of course, it should encourage you. That's not what we're here for. We're actually here to meet needs. Pastor Jose is going to come up here and meet needs today just by speaking the truth. The same way that God met your salvation need by just hearing the truth, the same way that'll happen today. So I just want to encourage you to listen up. It's really an awesome thing.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.